Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Cha. And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about why design is important at the early stage of your startup.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
Yeah. I mean, you're super into products. You see a ton, especially kind of you're a pretty strategic mind when it comes to product development and being competitive in the market. And, you know, I think we've seen a trend over the past, 5 to 10 years where design used to be much more of a... You know, having software that was designed really beautifully seemed to be much more rare than it is today. At the same time, today it seems to me that some kind of like common best practices on design, or whenever something new becomes fashionable in the way that we design software, that boom, all of a sudden you see kind of very similar design patterns and design philosophies applied everywhere. So I was just super curious to talk to you about the importance of design in today's world, and then more specifically, how important is design in the early days, and if we get to it, even like how to be competitive with design in a world where people seem to like copy whatever else is out there and seem to work really, really quickly.
Yeah. I mean, when I first started building products, it was like 2005, and so that was like 12 years ago. And it was easy to stand out by having a better design than other people. And it was much harder also to create that great or decent looking thing. And so, you know, it was an advantage at the time. And over time, now 12 years later, to me, when I look at the world, it's like it's so much easier to have a design that looks decent, yet many startups tend not to think about that. Or even know the difference between a good design, a great design, and a really bad design. And it can impact them greatly. And so I should caveat this, though, and say if you're building an engineering-focused like tool like a Twilio or something like that, it's much more important that your APIs work and that they're easy to use and they're well-documented than it is that your design looks fantastic. Now, on the other extreme end, if you're building a product for designers, they're really picky and they're opinionated, and there is a, you know, level of design you need that you don't need if you're building a tool for engineers. So I'll start by saying the context of who your customer is probably matters more than anything else in the first place. So focus on that first and realize where you need to sort of where your level needs to be. The other thing I think that's important is all of us are in markets where we're competing with other folks. So making something look, you know, on par with your sort of industry is good. If it looks differentiated in good ways, that's even better, because then hopefully it can help you stand out. All this being said, though, I would take something that is usable, well-researched, and it just feels good when you use it, than something that's super pretty. Or has all these illustrations everywhere, or, you know, really pops when you look at it. Because for me, the usability of something trumps the sort of quality of the design of it.
Unless you're into high fashion, you know.
Totally true, right? Totally different category.
I'm currently hanging out in New York, hence why that example popped up in my head.
Fair.
So you would say, so I love the first point, which is, you know, look at your market, look at who you're serving. Depending on your customer's needs, design will play a different role and have a different type of weight. Look at your competitors, that also obviously, you know, creates context, which within you have to play and operate. But the last thing that you brought up in my is basically that in most cases for you, UX, user experience trumps design, from not from experience point of view, but from a prettiness point of view, like how
or even
beautiful,
brand.
Or even
or
brand.
Even brand.
Yeah.
Right? Like people spend a lot of time on making the best logo or the best brand, you know, whatever that means early in the early stage, when it's like, Like, you know, the worst offenders that I see, not to call any names out because I won't, are when you look at someone's marketing website and it looks really great, but then you start looking at either screenshots of the product or you log into the product, you sign up for the product, you're like, what? It didn't match up. That means they spent more time on their marketing, their branding, than they did on the actual product itself and making it, as I was saying, usable.
So back in the day, I used to tell people that they should not waste any of their time on logo, on branding, on prettifying things. Design was fairly low in my ranking list of things you had to do, right? I was like obsessed about the customer, get the product out there, make sure it creates value, make sure it gets traction. You can figure things out later. The only reason why I closed out as a logo is that a bunch of people got sick of me telling them we don't need a logo, and eventually they put a job on 99design and they selected a logo and posted it in company chat, and everybody was like, yeah, that looks okay, that's all right. And that's how we got our logo, right? I was like pushing back on a lot of this stuff. But I've also noticed that, and I want to get into that just a little bit, that the quality of design in software, especially if we want to narrow it down in B2B, in the B2B space, has gotten a lot better.